This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Home ownership in the U.S., it's getting less affordable, at least for middle-income families. New RealtyTrack data show that the typical monthly house payment across the U.S. rose 21% over the last year. That's based on home prices that went up 10% and mortgage rates that rose more than 30% year over year. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
RealtyTrack looks at the typical three-bedroom home. With mortgage, insurance, taxes, and maintenance, it costs the average new homeowner $865 a month at the end of last year, compared with just $714 a month a year earlier. Blame rising mortgage rates and rising home prices. And what's driving up those home prices? In part, says RealtyTrack's Darren Bloomquist, it's investors.
Firms that are backed by hedge funds and private equity that are buying up single-family homes as rentals in bulk, basically. They're buying hundreds and thousands of these.
Now, investors buying with cash don't care so much about the monthly payment, but regular middle-class folks do. Incomes aren't going up, but the cost of homeownership is, by more than 30% a year in some hot big city markets.
There is this potential for the bread-and-butter buyers in this market to be priced out.
The problem is rents are high in many markets, so that's not a great option either. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.